Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Hey friends, it's Carrie Oberbrunner and I have with me Dan Sullivan, and we are here talking about an incredible book today called The Four C's Formula. Dan, I'll tell you what, is it okay that people have fear?
Yeah, well, fear wakes us up. I mean, fear is good for our attention because it makes you awake and makes you alert and curious about things that are probably really important.
I love it. Well, you start out in the book by talking about this time where you had to throw a grenade. Mm-hmm. And just so people know what we're talking about, you were in the military, but the throwing of the grenade was a big day. And I'm told that the soldier in charge asked if anyone was afraid, and you were the only one who raised your hands. Can you tell us a little bit about that story?
Yeah, this is the summer of 1965. So I was drafted into the U.S. Army, and I was at Fort Knox, Kentucky. Mm-hmm. Basic training, the first training you do is mostly physical exercise and, learning how to work together and everything. But there is some parts of it that's actually dangerous. And one of them is knowing how to throw live grenades. Mm. And they do it in a kind of an interesting way. They take you sort of late in the afternoon and they demonstrate. They have an instructor actually demonstrate. And what it is a big mound, and you're on one side of the mound, and you're down in a ditch. They've created sort of a ditch. And when you throw the grenade, you throw it on the other side of the mound. So there's no there's no danger of you or anyone else being hurt. And you do it twice, that they actually throw two grenades and you demonstrate how to do it. And then they let you go back and sleep on it for the night, which you don't do because he said, I have to tell you, you have to do this right, because he says, yeah, this will kill you if you don't. And so anyway, and the instructor, they have an instructor with you down in the pit, because if you were to drop a live grenade or something, it's the job of the instructor to make sure, it gets handled.
Wow.
And they have about a 5 or 6 second fuse. So when you pull the, it's got a handle and it's got a pin. And when you you pull the pin, as long as you keep the handle down, there's no problem. But when you throw it, the handle pops up and it's about 5 seconds later, which is actually a lot of time, when you think about it, but not if you drop it.
It's not. Oh, my gosh.
And we all came back the next morning. First thing, you're very early in the Army. And he says, is anybody frightened here? And my hand went up.
Yes.
And he was an old veteran. He had been in the Second World War. He had been in the Korean War. So he was used to being in actually live battle conditions, And that's really who you want, to train you, because someone who has experience. And he said, I'll tell you something. Sullivan's the only one I trust. The only one I trust, because he said, if you're not scared, you're not paying attention. This is scary business right here. And he said, I'm going to tell you the difference between fear and courage.
Okay.
And he said, fear is wetting your pants. He says, courage is doing what you're supposed to do with wet pants.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And, you know, it's just something that somebody says in a particular situation that really lands, you know, like, so I bet I probably thought about that 50 times, you know.
So in other words, the person who's courageous still has fear.
Yeah.
But they act in spite of it.
Yeah. And they're trained, you know, you're trained. Doesn't matter whether you're afraid or not. You've been trained to do the right thing. So do the right thing, even though you're scared. Yeah. And a lot of people kind of mistake courage from confidence. Mm. Okay. And the difference is that confidence feels good. You know, courage doesn't feel good. So anybody who've said, you know, I was in a really scary situation, but I felt really, really great. My sense is that usually is not the case. Usually people who are brave are scared.
Yes. Yes. I love that. So we're talking today. Of course, you're the co-founder of Strategic Coach. I'm in Strategic Coach, have been for years. Absolutely love it. The entrepreneurs in my workshops, the 20,000 plus that you've trained, do you think they all feel fear?
Oh, yeah. Well, I feel fear, you know, and I've done, you know, thousands of workshops. And, you know, I've been at it one way or the other for 47 years. And before any big event, there's a period, you know, it could be 15 minutes, it could be an hour of that. And I'm kind of scared. But what you're scared of actually changes with experience. When you don't have any experience, you're just scared because you're afraid you're just not going to know what to do. You're not going to do it right. You're going to let other people down. And so that's a fear. But after you've been trained and you have a lot of experience, you have a standard about what best performance really represents. And you're scared that this time you're not going to do it as well as you know how to do it. You know,
wow.
So I think that, and I try to always be open to staying scared as I get more experience, because it puts energy, it puts a lot of energy into your performance. And it's kind of adrenaline, you know, adrenaline's a drug. And adrenaline flows inside of us to get ready for maximum performance. You know, that's really so. It feels really, really uncomfortable, but it's actually a drug. And I mean, humans are their own drug dealers. I mean, we have lots of drugs, you know, from different moods and different situations. But I, you know, I'm 77 and I always make sure that I'm doing new things. You and I have projects where we're doing new things and that I stay open to being scared about. I'm excited about them. And my feeling is that fear and excitement go together, that you don't get any more excitement than you're willing to experience in fear.
So people who try to live a life absent of fear really are hurting.
Well, they don't get any excitement because you don't get one without the other.
Interesting.
Yeah.
In the book, by the way, folks, this is on Amazon. It's on Audible. It's all over 40,000 channels around the world. It's blowing up all over the place. But Dan, you say at what age did you publicly declare, I'm going to write 100 books in 100 quarters, and did you feel fear when you said that?
Yeah, this is I was 70 in 2014.
Okay.
And in Strategic Coach, we have two primary time periods that we get people to think about: 25 years. So at 75, at 70, that would take me to age 95. Mm-hmm. Okay, so at age 95, I'm, you know, filling that year up with goals that I want to see, and personal goals, business goals. And I had written books before this. So I had written from 1995 to 2014, I had written 13 books. Okay. And these were all different books. They, you know, and big and small. But I had really done a lot of work on them. You know, I, you know, late nights, weekends, everything. And but I had really learned working with my artists and working with my writers and my editors and the production department we have. We produce a lot of coaching materials for workshops. We have 17 coaches. We do about 500 workshops worldwide, more this year because we've gone virtual now. So we have virtual workshops. So we have really good backstage skills for producing really nice looking products and doing it quite quickly and doing it all the time. And I just got this idea that if we could create a small book, and what I'm calling it here is a single idea book. Mm-hmm. A lot of authors, when they write a book, they try to pack a lot of different ideas into the book.
Right.
And I said, well, I think that probably if we had a smaller book and it was less than 60 pages, we could just take one idea and take it apart and put it together again. Mm-hmm. And I've done that in sort of in other forms before. So anyway, here is the goal. In May of 19, my birthday's in May of 19 or 2014, I said, 25 years, that's 100 quarters. I'm going to set a goal of writing 100 books in 100 quarters using,
wow,
using all the, you know, the organizational skills we have.
Yes.
And, and I would start in November of that year, and I would end up in, you know, when I'm 100, it'd be 2044 would be the, you know, would be the year. No, it'd be 2039, 25 years. So this is 2039. So 100 quarters, and in the 100th quarter, I'll be writing my 100th book. Well, just to give a quick progress report. This is my 27th quarter since starting the project, and we're writing our 27th book. And,
oh my gosh! Oh my gosh!
These
are, I got a few of them right here.
Well, you have them all, I think.
Yeah, just a few.
Yeah, and they come out that we have a start of a workshop quarter, and so everybody who is in Strategic Coach that I coach gets the book, the new book that quarter, and then others get it maybe a quarter later.
Yes.
And, you know, and these are all concepts that we deal in Strategic Coach, but we go into them deeper. We go into them more expansively. But I have to tell you, the first quarter when I did this, I was going on how I had used to create books. And I got in about 3 weeks into the 3 months. And I said, oh, what have I done? I said, I don't know if I really have the energy and the time to pull this off.
Ooh.
So that was the short of it. And I was really scared. And then I started scrambling, you know, to build in other people's skills. Can you do this? And can you do this? Long story short, we now have a 10-person team. And every quarter, the amount of time it takes me to write a brand new book from scratch is about 35 hours.
Sure.
But there's hundreds of hours of other people's skills that go.
Yes.
And, you know, one, it proves that you can, you know, if it's a small book, you can do a book every quarter, but you don't do it without a great team of, you know, other skilled people who can.
And that even goes into the who, not how. I love how your tools all interlock. So the four C's, you said you felt the fear. So you started to find 10 who's.
Mm-hmm.
That's so good.
Yeah, and I have them, and we're actually putting out a video where we interview each one of them of what the experience has been like. And in Coach, we have two things that people have where people have to grow. One is that we give you a lot of help and to identify what your unique ability is.
Okay? Yes.
And there's something you're really great at, you love doing it, and then how you match your unique ability up with other people's unique ability, and we call that unique ability teamwork. And I think it's the formula for the future of mankind. You know, I mean, you know, as we go forward, technology is freeing us up from a lot of repetitive kind of work that human beings really aren't very, very good at. For all of human history, we've asked human beings to perform like machines,
right?
But we're not very good machines. You know, we're not very reliable. You know, it's hard to keep a human being interested and excited about doing something over and over for 50 years. You know,
true.
So we're being freed up from that, and the freedom is allowing us now to really. To train ourselves on what we're really great at, what we love doing, where we're superior skill. But that's just the first step. The other step is then you have to team up with other people. So we have unique ability. Teamwork is really the great breakthrough. And entrepreneurs, who are really shooting ahead in the world, you're one of them, Gary. I think you had 3 or 4 people when I first got to know you, and now you have 40. you have about 40 people, but each of them has a unique ability, and they're all put together in teamwork, so that it's not the multiple is 10 times, it could be 20 times that you're getting as a team. But each person just does what they are really good at, you know, what they enjoy doing.
I love that.
Yeah, but the 4 C's is really something that every human being has to learn, Carrie, because it's the only way you're going to get anything done in life.
Yeah,
is by understanding how you focus your mind, how you get yourself moving, and then how you follow through to get results. And then, I tend to think in projects, and you take on one project. Mm-hmm. And, here's what I've noticed, because a lot of people never learn this properly, and they're not taught it by their parents, and they're not taught about it in the school system. And a lot of the teachers, I really don't know this, that, it's the nature of our world that we're always encountering new things.
Okay.
I mean, we live in a high change society. So people would like to be good at the new thing, or they'd like to take advantage of the new thing. And I say, well, when are you going to start? I mean, this new thing, when are you going to get started? And they said, when I have the capability, then I'll start doing it. And I said, you can't, I don't see how you can
get a capability.
I don't see how you can get the capability before you've actually had the experience. And they said, oh, yeah, that's right. I mean, when I get the confidence. And I said, when you get the confidence, I said, yeah. But I said, here's the problem. How are you going to get the capability and confidence to do something before you've actually had the experience of doing it?
Interesting.
Okay. And so a lot of people can keep themselves perpetually stalled.
Oh, that's so good. That's so good.
Because they're demanding that they be provided with the capability and confidence.
Yes.
You know, and there's a weird thing that's really happening right now. Uh-huh. And it's not making things any better, is that without any proven capability or confidence, people are still being passed on to the next level. They're being promoted to they don't know how to do a particular activity. They don't know a particular area of knowledge, but they're given an A anyway to move them on to the next level. And there's a story out of Harvard that everybody at Harvard gets A's, you know, and they go through 3 or 4 years and they all get A's. I mean, after all, somebody's paying $60,000, $70,000 a year for them to go to Harvard. I mean, you wouldn't want to fail a person to do that. But the problem is that the real world, the marketplace world doesn't promote you if you don't have capability and confidence. So how do you get capability and confidence? And that's, there are two C's. So capability is a C, confidence is a C. And there's two C's that are required that you do first before you'll be given capability and confidence. And that's the real key to our book here. First, you have to commit that you have to do so. That, I'll use my 100 book example.
Sure.
I'm going to commit to doing 100 books in 100 quarters, okay? But the truth is, I don't have the capability and confidence to do that right now. You know, I've done books, but I haven't done 100 books, and I haven't done them in 100. So, and I'm the sort of person that can just excite myself into a future, future goal for hours and days. And then after about a week, I say, wait a minute, what have I just done to myself?
That's right.
And entrepreneurs, I know lots of people, entrepreneurs, and people who are innovators and inventors in their life, they have this tendency to just throw themselves into something before thinking.
Yes.
What's going to be required here. But you need that commitment. And the commitment is actually a statement to yourself. You're kind of betting on yourself.
It's like almost a promise to yourself or something?
I think it's more like a bet, that you're betting on yourself.
Mm.
That if I just throw myself into motion towards this, I will be forced to learn.
It's like jumping out of the plane. Like, I committed.
Yeah, you're committed, hopefully you've got some equipment that is going to make it a safe landing. But the thing about it is that human beings, unique among all creatures, all animals and that, we have the ability to see the future in very vivid terms.
Yes. And
we can actually become very, very emotionally engaged with just a picture that we have in our mind, but there's no reality to it. There's no reality. It's just a thought in our mind. And it's a phenomenal skill. It's a great skill. You have it. We've had many conversations, things that you saw 5 years before they became a reality.
Yes.
But you committed to them. You committed to them.
Yeah.
And the big thing is that once you've committed, then you don't have capability and you don't have confidence. So there's a second C that you have to have, and that's courage.
Mm.
And that's why we started the talk today with the grenade story.
Yes.
The first sergeant, he was the person, and he said, I want to tell you the difference between fear and courage. Fear is wetting your pants. Courage is doing what you're supposed to do with wet pants. So the big thing is that when you commit to yourself to something brand new, you don't have there's no possibility that you have the capability because you haven't had the experience yet. And confidence is a reward for developing a new capability.
Mm.
So when you are committed to something and then you're courageous,
yes,
the combination of commitment and courage gets you involved in activities where all of a sudden you begin learning, you're actually physically involved and you're going through the process and you see a cycle from beginning to end and say, boy, I understand what this looks like from beginning to end.
That's good. I like that.
Yeah. And then you develop some knowledge and capability, but it still requires courage.
Yep.
So you go back to your commitment. Yeah, but I'm going to stay with this until I learn how to do it. And then you do it again. And then you start noticing that how it works, how you in this new capability also interact with other people, and you start to see that there's actually a system of activity. And there's a point there where you do it the next time and you say, okay, I got it. I know how to do this. Well, that's the capability. And then your reward for being willing to commit when you didn't know what was involved, and your willingness to go through a period of courage actually creates the capability. And then your reward for that is confidence. You say, I can take a,
wow.
I can do something even bigger. And then it repeats itself. Then you have higher capability and confidence. And then you commit to something else again. So I'm, you know, I'm at 77 and I'm committing to things which, you know, are
big things.
They're big things and they're scary. And they're scary.
Yeah.
We have a project, you and I are coming up. And quite frankly, I don't know anything about it, but it's already on the calendar. We've already got 100 people are signed up for it. And I said, I'm not sure what we're going to do, but I've done this enough in the past that I say, yeah. I know, even though it's scary, and I know I'm going to be really nervous the night before, I'm going to be nervous 15 minutes before we get in there, I know it's going to turn out okay.
Absolutely. You and I have a track record. And that's where you almost draw from that well, even if you didn't do that exact thing, you've gone through so many rodeos that you have this character about yourself that you trust yourself.
Yeah, it was very, very interesting. A long ago story, I can tell you. I grew up in Northern Ohio, born in the 1940s. And I played sports when I went through school, and each year they had an award ceremony for the best athletes, and they would invite, you know, a professional player.
Wow.
And one year it was a man by the name of Lou Groza, who played for the Cleveland Browns.
Okay.
And the Browns, you know, were the dominant team, you know, in the 1950s.
They're coming back.
Yep. Yep. we have commitment and courage.
That's right.
That's true. and anyway, but he was the first great kicker who could win ball games with field goals, and and very famous, probably the best of the first field goal kickers. Mm. And he came, and somebody asked him a question, and he played for 20 seasons. He played for, when you think about pro football, that's
yeah.
Yeah, and he played, from the mid-40s to the mid-60s. And this would have been 1961, 62.
Sure.
And somebody in the audience said, do you get nervous before football game? And he said, well, every game I played so far, I throw up before the game.
Oh, wow.
And people said, you throw up? Yeah. And he says, he says, the other players stay away from me, before the game, because, I'm going to throw up. And they said, why do you throw up? And he says, kind of nerves and adrenaline I'm just getting ready, and I've just noticed that that's just part of my getting ready. And they said, well, what happens if there's a game where you don't throw up? And he said, well, that'll be my last game.
Ooh, wow. So he knew it just came with the territory.
Yeah.
Wow. Dan, we have some amazing people interacting. We have people all the way from Dublin, Ireland.
I like Dublin, Ireland.
Yes.
Part of Sullivan. It's part of my Sullivan.
I love it. I love it.
There's some Irish back there.
Well, we are just getting into this, folks. Listen, you have a link, everybody, where you can get this book absolutely free. Dan's gift to you. And we have many people who love this book. In fact, we had one woman earlier on say that she is so glad that your books are now on audiobooks. So I saw that comment because I love audiobooks. But talk about that, Dan. Even taking your books out to the world. I mean, you and Shannon record together. Do you ever get nervous recording with Shannon?
I'd have to think about it, because by the time I'm we're in the recording. So what I've learned to do is that I'm really good at outlining books. I can outline a whole book, you know, just in talking points, very, very quickly. And now that, you know, it's something I can do in a couple hours and really have. Wow. And the final book is probably 90%, faithful to the outline that I did. Yeah. But by the time I get to the, the interview process that's actually going to be published, I do an interview process that sets up writers. So I don't actually write the books. I talk the books. We get transcriptions. And I have a writer. Actually, I have a writer and editor, and their brother and sister. And the editor has worked with me for many years, 20 years maybe. And she just knows my voice, okay? And so when she sees something written, in this case by her brother, she'll say, well, Dan wouldn't say that. Or she says, yep, you've really caught it, Dan. That sounds just like Dan. And the brother, you know, does all the work. And last five books, I haven't changed a word.
Wow.
He's got me so down, you know, he gets the transcriptions and he gets the interviews. He can listen to the interviews, and he's so good at just grabbing the essence of what we're talking about. And he sees the outline and he just knows how to do this. But this is probably the 20th book that he's worked on. So that's just a proof. You know, I'm sure he gets scared. Yes. You know, all 10 people who work on my project, they probably get scared before they do their part of the project, because yes. They know how well they've done in the past, and they don't want to do, they don't want to do less, but yeah. They know that 9 other people are depending on them to do a good job. And
that's good. Yeah. That's good. Well, here's what we're going to do, everyone. We're having a blast. Everyone's going to get the 4Cs formula absolutely free. There's your link. And also, Strategic Coach is going to give away 2 book bundles. This is to the most engaged member. So whoever's here today, tagging people, sharing this, getting the word out, they're going to get Who Not How. They're going to get the 10X Mind Expander and the 25-Year Framework. So go ahead, and our people are watching, the most engaged member. Dan, let's talk about this. Did the fear ever get less? In other words, you talked about the 100 books, and I think the first time you said, like, for 45 days, you might have been fearful, but with each book, do you fear less?
First of all, I don't have the fear that we won't complete the 100 books. So that we've done a quarter, and we've got a system, we got a process, it's in the schedule. And actually, right this point, we're about a quarter ahead. Right now, tomorrow I start the book for December, and it takes us 2 months to knock off a book. So each quarter, probably for the last 10 books, we're getting back days. You know, we're doing it more a couple of days more quickly this quarter or less. And that's what happens with really skilled teams, is that things happen faster. You don't get off track. You don't make wrong turns. You don't. I think that the book we're writing now, when we're finished, will be 90 days ahead. Wow. So we will have written, actually, our 28th book in 27 quarters. And that's a real sign of success. Here's what I'm scared of. Each new concept, I try to approach it, from ground zero. I'm starting brand new. And whereas I've done really great with the previous books, this is a new book, this is a new idea. And I have to tell you, I let myself be scared. I let myself be scared.
And why is that? Because I think a lot of people watching this, they think, oh, fear is bad, but you actually go toward it.
Well, if you can get in your mind that fear and excitement are come with the deal. In other words, that you want to be excited about something. Well, what fuels that is for a certain part of anything you're doing, you're allowing yourself to be properly scared. You're scared about the right things. I mean, when you first do it, you're just scared of everything. But as you go along, you're scared that you have set a previous standard and you don't want to fall short. You know, you don't want to fall short. And it scares me that I wouldn't do as well with this new one or even surpass it as I did with the last one I did. So,
I love that. That is so good. All right. You mentioned that in the book, Kathy was asked to do a video and she was really afraid and it took 17 takes, but she stepped into it anyway, just like you said. She made the commitment, then she had to find the courage. How many takes did it take her the next time?
Yeah, it's really interesting because that wasn't about the book at all. It was about a project that she was doing. And Kathy has worked, closely. I mean, probably if I look back over 15 years, I've actually worked in teamwork more with her than anybody else, with exception of Babs, who's my wife and partner. So
yes.
But I would say Kathy is, 20 years. She's 20 years as a member of Strategic Coach. And but she was... this was actually it was kind of like for a virtual conference where every speaker had to actually video beforehand their performance, and then they sent them in. So it wasn't a live conference. It was a conference of pre-videoed, and it was about the work that she does, and she's great with teamwork. And we have a program for 18 to 24-year-olds with entrepreneurial principles, and Kathy's the designer, and she coaches that course herself. And but she had to do a video, a half hour video, and she had never done this before. And I said, and I kind of volunteered to her for the conference. I said, I think Kathy would be a good person. Right. And she said, she said, well, I've never done it before. And I said, yeah, well, that's true before you've done anything. you haven't done
it. Absolutely.
I said, a lot of things in my future I haven't done yet. and she says, well, I've never done the video. I said, yeah, so this would be your first video. And she was really, really scared. And she went down and she'd choke up after about, talk wrong. She was really stiff. She wanted to memorize it and everything else. And she said, this is terrible. This is one of the most terrible experiences I've been through. I can't imagine that. And I said, yeah, but you'll get through it. Yeah. I mean, you'll get through it and you'll get very capable. And, at a certain point, you're going to get tired of being scared and you'll just push forward and you'll do it the right way. And then you're through it. And then you'll have all sorts of confidence and you'll have a brand new capability. And in the future, you'll do hundreds of these things. But you won't do hundreds of things unless you do it the first time.
That's good.
That's good. And it was tough. I mean, I think she went through 2 or 3 days. The 17 takes were over 2 or 3 days. And then, she says, is it going to be like this in the future? I said, no, you just have to go through it. And she went through it. And now she probably makes 1 or 2 videos a week. And especially, with Zoom over the last year,
yes.
It's such people who can just sit in front of a camera and talk and produce a great piece and get sent out. So, but it's very funny. And I know so much for myself, how good this is for people that I don't sympathize with their, this is fear. I can't do this. And I says, yeah, but once you can do it, you're going to be so happy that you're going to be so happy that you went through this and that you were willing to commit and you were willing to be courageous. And I said, and I'll tell you this, you do it in one part of your life, you'll be able to do it in another part of your life.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's face it, Dan, some people are scared to order something new at a restaurant. You know, their whole life is eliminating fear. Do you think that we become more valuable in the marketplace?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So well, the other thing, you know, about it is that we're living in a world of change. I was born in 1944. I was born 2 weeks before the Normandy invasion, which is one of the greatest military events in history. And, that's where I was born. And, I was about like a year old when the atom bomb was dropped for the first time. You know, and I went through the polio epidemic in the early 50s. One day a fire burned down all of our barns and greenhouses, and our family farm went bankrupt. And we had to move to a town. My father had to completely change his life and go to another occupation. You know, and I've been injured 10 times in sports and everything. I've been in major surgery 10 times. I've had cancer. I've had cancer operation. You know, I've gone through divorce. I've gone through bankruptcy. Yeah. So what? And I remember going to a banker, after my second bankruptcy. Here's the truth about my bankruptcy. It was because of receivables. I had done the work. I had billed for the work.
Yeah.
But instead of getting paid in 90 days or 30 days, they pushed it out to 90 days. Okay. I just didn't have the carrying power, and I went bankrupt. I was too close to the edge. So I went in to see my banker, who is a nice man. He was a very nice man. And he said, why are you continuing with this, trying to do your coaching business? You're a writer. You're an artist. You can get a good job. Why don't you just go get a good job? And I don't know enough yet. I said, there's no chance of me not continuing on as an entrepreneur. It's just that I'm not smart enough yet. I haven't learned what I really need to learn. And the bankruptcies are just like a failing test. I got a failing test. My divorce was like a failing test. I didn't know enough about being married, but I'm going to do it again. And I have, and it's the greatest partnership of my life. And we created a company, and it's the greatest.
You are amazing.
Greatest company. But, I said, you can't stop before you get, if you set off to do something, you can't possibly stop before you get the capability,
Yes. Yeah. Well,
how would you feel about yourself quitting before getting now you're a failure and you still don't have the capability.
So the only way is through. Truly.
Yeah, you got to go through, and it requires commitment and courage, and it's painful and it feels crappy and you get really scared. And guess what? You do it.
And confidence is the gift.
And confidence is the reward for developing a new capability. And confidence puts you. Confidence then puts you in a position to take on something even bigger.
Ooh, so then your commitment next time becomes bigger.
Yeah, and then it requires courage again.
Wow. Dan, you really encouraged somebody in particular here today. Nicole said, I cannot wait to go through this book. I felt like at 49 years old, I have limited time. Nope, I don't feel that anymore. So Dan, even the fact that you're on the top of your game, you and I, as you mentioned, we're going after big projects, even together here on July 14th, we have one coming. But is that part of your goal too, is to be an example to people who are 49 years old?
Well, I'm 77, but I remember when I was, when I was 49. But here's a real example when the the COVID lockdown happened last year. So we're entirely an in-person company up until that point. I mean, people come to us, it's a live workshop and, everything's done live. And on 13th of March last year, it became very, very apparent that we weren't going to be able to continue. Everything was being locked down. And I remember I was in Chicago and we flew back. That was my last live workshop. I haven't been back to live yet. But I had learned how to use Zoom. I've been doing podcasts on Zoom for 5-6 years. Yeah. And our company is in 3 countries. So our teams use Zoom. We're in London, we're in Chicago, we're in Toronto. So we've been used to having Zoom calls. So that was a capability that we had. And so I flew back. I was kind of tired. I'd been working. And I got up the next morning and I said, all right. This is an opportunity for us to, in the next year, to develop a capability that under normal circumstances wouldn't have happened in 10 years.
Wow.
And I said, okay, we're going to master Zoom. We're going to be the best, we're going to be the best coaching program in the world using Zoom. And we're just going to, I'm just going to throw myself into it. But one thing I want to say, convey to our listeners today, I talked to all of my team and I said, I've been through ups and downs in my life. And, some of it was only me, but some of it was like a recession,
sure.
A war breaking out and being called into the war. So I said, I've been in situations where it's just about me and where millions of people are scared. 9/11, I was doing a workshop when 9/11 happened.
Mm.
And I said, I just want to give you a piece of advice about however long this lasts, this COVID, 16 months now as we're doing this Facebook Live. And I said, I just want you to know that while this is going up, how you show up is going to be remembered for the rest of your life. So if you show up really well during, the coming months, maybe it's a year.
Yes.
This will be remembered for the rest of your life. Everybody will remember that you showed up well.
Wow.
But most important, you'll remember that you showed up well. And if you don't show up well, you show up badly, it'll be remembered for the rest of your life. And people can hear my words right now and they can think about people who really grew during the last 16 months. And some people seem to, get worse over the last 16 months. And you'll remember it for the rest of your life. And I said, it doesn't happen all the time, but there are certain situations where you just have to show up. And that requires commitment and courage because you don't know how to handle something that, nobody has experienced before. But if you have a record of responding to things with commitment and courage that then become capability, you can rely on that. So you should stockpile situations where you demonstrate commitment and courage and it comes out as capability because the new thing is always scary, but you have a track record. You have experience of having dealt with scary things before.
That is so critical. You are a workshop company. I mean, that's how you express yourself. And there could have been people that with COVID, they said, we're done. It's over. We can't do workshops anymore. You leaned in. You said, did you have 2 hours of panic?
No. With that one, I really didn't, because I had thought about, is there a possibility that what we're doing in person could ever go virtual, the big problem, why it couldn't happen, didn't have anything to do with us. We had we had Zoom capabilities. We had Zoom thing. The rest of the world wasn't using it, but suddenly the whole rest of the world. So it wasn't so much our big jump in capability that made it such a success.
And
it's been a great success. It's the fact that the rest of the world developed the capability. Yeah. Okay. I mean, it's like having one telephone, one telephone is not very valuable unless somebody has a second telephone. Then
right.
And the same thing, there were 10 million daily users with Zoom on, I looked at it, 1st of March last year, it was 10 million. 1 year later, it was 500 million. That's 50 times more, 50
Whoa.
Times. And I have a feeling that the people who really, you know, took advantage of mastering this new technology were probably people, a lot of them were entrepreneurs, and they're the best people in the world for us to be talking to.
They're on the cutting edge.
Well, they would be attracted to what we have in Strategic Coach.
Yes, comfortable with change and risk.
Yeah, and they're used to the, you know, the every entrepreneur I know who's 10 or 15 years into their career has gone through a lot of the four C's.
Yes, yes. Well, we have a few minutes left, Dan. We're going to give away that prize pack. So the first winner is DeMarcus Brewster. He or she, I think it was a he, but he's been blowing up the Facebook. Eleonora and Michelle, pick a second winner as well, because I know that we are almost out of time. But Dan, this has been incredible. Talk about the after. In other words, has Strategic Coach gone virtual?
Yeah.
Have you grown? What's the result?
Well, first of all, you know, we had to go virtual just with the couple thousand entrepreneurs that we already had. Okay. And it took us about 2.5 months to go back to full schedule. We had to experiment with, you know, what time period we do, how do we break it up? So there was a whole lot, even though we had the technology, a lot of people were just getting used to it, like our existing clients. So it took us about 2.5 minutes to. So what we did is we just gave everybody who has already signed up a free quarter. We said, we just said, the next quarter is on us. And so therefore, if you were going to renew into the next year, in 90 days, now it's a half year. So we're giving you the free quarter, but we'll come back with a full, a full experience with you, but it'll be in Zoom, and, you know, it may be uncomfortable, but I think you'll like what we do. So that was that. And I would say that 2/3 of our existing client base went along with us, you know, and they've had a great quarter. And a lot of them have, as a result of watching how we were doing it, they got better at using.
Yes.
So they've jumped ahead. But then we created a brand new program that's just virtual, period. Okay. So it'll never be in person. And that we started that last September. And we've had 400 signups already for that. And and 30 different countries. I mean, all of a sudden, Australia has become a big market for us. You know, I had the new ones who sign up don't sign up with me. They sign up with one of the other coaches. And when they sign up, either just before they do their first workshop or after they've done their first workshop, I do a worldwide Zoom call with them.
Yes.
I had like 120, and it was, you know, it was New Zealand, Australia, Taiwan, Vietnam, Malaysia, Singapore, Mumbai in India, Dubai, Ghana in Africa.
Oh my gosh.
And they were all talking, and they're all excited. They're all excited. And, aside from the fact that they're, 10 time zones away, they're just like the clients we've had before. And it was so enjoyable. And I said, wow, this is great. And this has all happened just because we had to change.
Yes.
We were forced to change, and we did it well. I mean, we kept our spirits up. And I think our team really practiced the four C's. You know, I think our clients really practiced the four C's over the last year. And this is anything. Here's what I'm going to say here. If you're a parent, okay, or you're planning on being a parent, if you take time and you take the effort to teach your child as early as possible that all of life is just the four C's, You don't have to worry about your child. They'll,
ooh.
Yeah. And so here's how you do it with a child. First of all, children do practice the four C's. I mean, think about a child, you know, how many attempts does it take for a child to stand up and walk? You know, it's probably 2,000, you know, yes. 2,000 failures. And
yes.
Anyway, but when they get to about 3 or 4 or 5 years old, they'll want to do something, and it takes courage on their part. And they say, and you say, okay, now, do you really want to do it? And you say, yeah, now, okay, so what do we have to do first? And you walk them through the experience, okay?
Yes.
And that, you know, they, and they'll get frustrated, and maybe they'll cry, and, you know, they'll say, I am never going to be able to do this. And probably riding a bike, you know, the small bike is a really good example. Once they've done it, okay, and they can actually ride, and they're all thrilled, you know, they can ride. Take the four C's, the four boxes, and say, well, remember when you first started, this is where you were, and you were, that was the first, remember, you couldn't do it, but you really wanted to do it because you'd seen other kids do it, and you can't do it. And you said, I'm going to learn how to do this, and then we got the bike, and, you know, remember how you fell and everything like that. And you were so frustrated, and you say, I'm never going to learn how to ride the bike, but you stayed with it, and you did it. And then remember the first time you rode all the way down to the end of the driveway, and you turned around, you came back, and how happy you were. And now look what you can do, and how excited you are. And all you do is take them through something that they've actually done, but now put words to it. And put so... Anytime you want to do something in the future, just remember what you did here, and we're going to set it up exactly the same way. And probably by the time that 10, they've done it, you know, they've done it a dozen times.
Yes.
From that point in the rest of their life, they can learn anything they want. They can achieve anything they want. Because it's always the four C's.
It's the new business. It's the spouse. It's the... Wow.
Yeah, I've got a client who's running for the U.S. Senate this year. He's got an open, he's an entrepreneur, and he's created a very successful business.
Wow.
And so the last three congressional elections, he won. Great friend, wonderful person, Ted Budd from North Carolina. And he's running for the Senate. And, you know, it's a, it's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
It's a really big deal. And, you know, and I just know what he's going through, you know, because you know, his family's all behind him. He's got friends, and he's got, you know, very powerful people who, you know, have been in the political business a long time. And there's people who have money and everything else. But it's still scary. You know, I mean, it takes the commitment. It takes the courage.
Yes. Yes.
And then you get the capability.
Folks, you just learned something, and a lot of you are saying, my grandkids, my kids, I can take them through this. We're going to give away winner number two. So winner number two is Nicole Hoff, and we'll be in touch with you. You're going to be winning Who Not How. You're going to be winning the Mind Expander and the 25-Year Framework, and all of you are going to be getting a link to this, so drop that link in one more time. Dan, we are out of time, but you had people on this live stream say that they want to enroll their kids in the 18-year-old program. We dropped the link for that. If you're serious about learning more about Strategic Coach, everyone, when you sign up for this book, you can chat with someone.
Yeah, Dan, that program is called The Unique Edge.
Unique Edge.
Yeah, and what if your children go through it at 18, they have a unique edge for the rest of their life.
Ooh.
And we teach this. Kathy, and it's Kathy Davis who her cartoon story is in the book. You know,
yes.
And you know, it's kind of funny. I'm so convinced of how good this is for people that you know, I'm when they're really scared and they're starting something. You know, I'm not mean to them, but I won't let them off the hook.
Good.
I said. You know, you're going to probably hate me for, you know, because I'm just going to push you with this because I know how happy you'll be and I know how confident you'll be if you just stick with it and go with it. You know, we'll give you all the support we can, But I just want you to know that you may say, you know, he doesn't really care. Well, I do care. I do care that you get stronger. I do care that you get more capable. And I do care that you have a tremendous sense of confidence after you stay with us. So that I do care about that.
This was fantastic. If you found value today, I know you've already been blowing up the Facebook here and YouTube and everything, but go ahead and type in thanks to Dan and Strategic Coach. Dan, thank you for being here today, and I am thrilled we had another amazing live stream.
Thank you very much, Gary. It's such a pleasure, our teamwork.
Thanks for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. We invite you to join us at our annual Igniting Souls conference designed for authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers. You can learn more at IgnitingSoulsConference.com. We look forward to seeing you there.